When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Thank you for listening to Cozy Wind Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Chantal using Red Circle. Red Circle is an online platform to host your podcast, to send it to Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever podcast plays. Red Circle will be your host and do all the work for you. Also on Red Circle, they have a great option for podcasters that also use the host for Red Circle to cross-promote, where they can promote their podcast on another podcast show and vice versa. There's also great ad opportunities on that app, and they pay out monthly. So if that's something you're interested in, check out all of the plans on Red Circle. Now, this is episode 29, season 19 for Cozy Wind Podcast. Check your kids' phones randomly because it's important, and that's what I'm talking about today. The kids today have too much adult access, and parents who have iPhones and give it to their children, that's a problem. Parents who have Androids and give it to their children without any guidance beforehand, that's a problem. You not knowing the maturity level of your child and giving them access to the world is a problem. And I wanted to talk about it today on this episode. Are y'all ready to see what your kids really think? What they really do when you're not around? The pictures that they post? What's in their hidden album that you cannot see that is in there with a code or face recognition? Protect your children by checking their phones randomly, checking their laptops randomly. I think when you have certain internet providers, they should have an app where you can turn off their Wi-Fi to certain devices in the house if you want to. But if your child has data on those devices, it's really not a great help because they know to turn that on if you turn the Wi-Fi off. So your child has to have a certain level of self-discipline and boundaries having these devices. But today I wanted to talk about how you can protect your children if you allow them to have cell phones. Welcome to Cozy Wind Podcast. Just to inform parents out there, I live in Georgia, so that's why I looked this up for Georgia. Check for your state and what their statute is on this. But for Georgia, 1612-100, Georgia's Sexual Exploitation of Children Statute says that it is illegal for anyone to employ, use, persuade, entice, or coerce any minor to engage in or help anyone else engage in sexually explicit conduct for the purpose of producing any visual depicting any such conduct. So that's sexting, posting, bullying, you know what I'm saying? Videos. Under 18, sexual nudes should not be in your possession. Some sexting cases have resulted in the defendant being sentenced to a sex offender's registration. And I've talked to you guys about several apps in the past where you can download it, put your zip code in, and see all of the sex offenders and what their charges is, and sometimes their pictures with their home address around your area. And it's good to know, especially when your child walks the neighborhood without you, or rides their bike without you, or goes to certain friends' houses, just so you're aware You know, there's so many different loopholes of where you are versus where your kids are versus the time frame of when you would get there. And what's so scary is when you're a parent, you don't want a routine, but you do fall into a routine. And sometimes there's people watching you fall into that routine. You know, just because you do this every day at this time and you go down the street every day at this time doesn't mean you should continually do that. Sometimes you may switch it up. When I'm going to work, for the weeks that I go to work in each month, I don't go to the same store every day. I don't go to the same cafe every day. I don't get my groceries here every day. I don't park in the same spot every day. Like, I switch it up because I just watch too much Lifetime, SVU, all types of criminal shows where I'm just like, I'm not trying to make it easy for no one who's watching me. And that type of awareness is what we need to have, is what our children need to have. And when they have certain devices like an iPhone or an Android, and they're scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and not looking up, not looking up when they're on the train, not looking up when they're on the bus, not looking up when they're sitting at the bus stop, not looking up when they're standing at the bus stop early in the morning in the dark because they're scrolling or they have headphones on or they're listening to music, that's a problem. Okay? Teach your children that the internet is forever, meaning if it was just a video for that girl that you liked, don't send it. You are not married. That is a young, impressionable mind. One day she might wake up and not like you. And then what is she going to do with the videos you sent her? You know, when you have daughters, you know, a boy may make them feel like they're cute. Or a man, you know, do not send them any pictures of your body. Do not send them any pictures, any videos. They don't need to see nothing. Okay? Press that thought in their minds. Let them know what's really going on out here. When you give them a cell phone, you're giving them a window of opportunity. Loopholes. You know, a floodgate of issues. You know, they used to read, now they don't want to read because they're always in their phone. They used to write more, now they don't want to write because they're always in their phone. The only time I can really get Anya to write or be really creative with her art or drawing or making comics is if she's on punishment and she can't have her phone. She doesn't have a phone. She can't have her iPad or she can't have her computer. She's either watching TV or she's drawing and she's coloring. You know, sometimes kids don't know how to have self-discipline. When she's not on punishment, she's always on that iPad. Okay? And if I tell her she needs a break, it's, oh, why? Because you just spent all morning for the last 6 hours on that iPad. You woke up early for an iPad. So me getting Anya a phone, nah, that's not happening. But you got to know your kid. How active are your kids? What is helping them critically think about anything? What do they want to do outside of watching other people live and play and dance and do silly things online? What do they do? What is their purpose? That's what you have to find out as a parent. My name is Shan. I am the mom of girls. I am the host. I am the creator. I am the editor. I am the everything. You could check out more from me on shanbypodden.com. If your child sends inappropriate pictures or videos, report it. That's the best thing that you can do before someone else reports it. Or the person that they sent it to, maybe their parents might report it. Or they might sell it. There are people in this world that buy pictures of children, take pictures offline of children, and save them and bookmark it. who knows what they do with it. There are people who purposely go to parks to watch your children and they don't have kids. There are people who purposely go to beaches to be around other people's children and they came there by themselves and they are there for your kids. You have to be mindful of what you share and what you put your kids in and who's going to be around and who has access. Maybe they do look cute in that swimsuit, but you don't have to post it. Maybe they do look cute in their leotard and in gymnastics, but you don't have to post it. You know? Maybe they are relaxing on their sofa or outside playing, but you don't have to post it. Maybe they did do their school project in front of their school and you took a picture in front of their school, but you don't have to post it. You know, be mindful of where you take certain pictures. Be mindful of what street you're passing. Is the name of the street showing? Be mindful of what you say. You know, we go here every Friday at 5 o'clock. Why say that? Tell your kids to be mindful of who they call friends. I don't care how much you think you're friends or how long you've known somebody. They don't need the code to the garage. They don't need to know where you keep your extra key. They don't need to know what time I get off of work. They don't need to know how far my job is from your house. They don't need to know what we keep in the house for protection. They don't need to know how much money we make. They don't need to know that your dad has a Rolex. You know, teach your children how to not overshare certain information that other people don't need. When it comes to that phone, child predators are sitting on social media game chats. A lot of the games that our kids use on iPads, on Xboxes, on computers, they have chats. And there are people in there asking your kids in a sneaky way, how old are they? Or do you want to be my boyfriend or my girlfriend in this game? How old are you? What grade are you in? They're using abbreviations. You know? If you see someone inappropriate on your kid's device, automatically, in a parental way, you want to say something to them, but you shouldn't say anything to them. You should let law enforcement go ahead and do their job.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You should not, you know, if they share their address and want your child to come meet them, you should not show up to their house. You should let law enforcement handle that. Some parents go too far. Some parents, you know, miss out on the opportunity to really get some justice because of the way they chose to handle a situation. Be honest and preventative to your children. You know, there's things in your mind that you're just like, well, I hope my kid's not doing that. Well, I hope they know better. Stop hoping and know that they know better. Okay? These kids are exposed to so much. You know, Anya has a close friend in her class, and sometimes she has beta club, and she will usually call me through her teacher's phone or go to the office, and sometimes she uses her friend's cell phone. And, you know, if I don't have the number saved, it's not going to come through to me. You have to leave a message. And she said she used her phone to call me and accidentally seen a picture or a video that she had in there. And she said she had no clothes on. This child is 9. Okay? 9 with a cell phone in class with a video on the cell phone of her not having no clothes on in front of the mirror. This is why you have to check your children's phones randomly. A lot of children know better, but choose not to do better. A lot of children know, like, my mom's not checking this. My dad's not checking this. Who cares? I'm going to just take a picture of myself and just have the video. Who cares? They truly don't understand what they're doing and what problems they're going to create for themselves. You have to check your child's phone until y'all build up that level of maturity and bond and trust to know that been going in their phone for years. It's not in there. They're not posting that. Watching their personality, the way they talk to their friends that they keep around, that's not what they're into. But that takes time to know. That trust takes time to build. Do not shame your child about what they're doing at first. Explain the importance of what they shouldn't do, what they should look out for. There's an app called Family Link. I want to say it's through Google, where you can monitor your child's phone without having to pick it up and actually go through it. Me personally, at night, I like to go through the girls' history on their iPads, and I like to go through their apps, and I go through their messages, and I go through their pictures. Now, some may say, oh, that's a violation of their privacy. As long as you're under 18 and I am supposed to take care of you, I am supposed to feed you, I'm supposed to love you, I am supposed to protect you, and I'm supposed to make sure you are going to school and learning what you need to learn. It is my job to also extend that protection through certain devices of communication with other people in this world. And that is just me dotting my I's and crossing my T's. And most parents are just like, I'm not doing that. Fine, don't do it. But I'm here to tell you, a lot of your 7-year-olds are posting pictures of themselves inappropriately. A lot of your 6-year-olds have access to devices that they should not have. A lot of 9-year-olds are sharing things that they have easy access to on the internet, on the school bus, at the bus stop, in the lunchroom, in the bathroom. They're having conversations about things they should not be talking about. They're picking their sexual orientation in the 3rd grade. You can watch a cartoon. You can watch a child, quote unquote, show. You can watch a movie. There's all this worldly influence throughout it. Even kids' YouTube. There's always a slight worldly influence in it, or a word that's used that you know in adult terms, it also means something else. Why would they pick that to use? I catch it all the time. And so it's important that your child knows what's inappropriate. Okay? I think there's no child under 15 or 16 should have a TikTok. Okay? My kids only see TikTok when I'm browsing through it. Twitter. Sometimes I cannot browse through Twitter with my kids looking because I don't know what video or picture is going to pop up. Okay? Sexual talk and group chats. No child under 15, 16 should be in there. But the reality is they are having those conversations. So if you don't know the abbreviations for things, you got to get familiar. PIR, parent in the room. CU for six. CU for sex. Okay? GNOC, get naked on camera. Okay? IWSN, segs now. All right? Nudes, N-O-O-D-S, nudes, like the real word. Okay? Pied is basically ignoring someone who is talking to you. Like, they have terms for everything. And every year, something else gets added. And something else gets taken away. And a lot of kids can tell when a parent is texting versus a kid. And a lot of predators online know what to ask your kid without coming off like, this is an adult talking to me. All right? Searching sexual topics and images is very easy as long as you have an internet connection. Making sure you're up on the words is something you have to do as a parent. You know, they're using words like bet. Okay. Some parents don't know what that means. Riz, it means flirting. Why? I don't know. Bussin', it means good. The girls use it a lot of times to explain something I cooked. Glow up means you're looking good. Like, get yourself familiar and stop saying, oh, I'm in my 40s. We don't talk like that. That's fine that you're in your 40s, but you got a teenager. That's fine that you're in your 50s, but you have a 7-year-old. You know? Let's stop acting like these conversations and these group chats and these pictures and videos are not being sent on a daily basis. It is 11:56 p.m. on a Thursday, and I guarantee you that there is a child somewhere in their room that's supposed to be sleeping on their phones or on their iPads, sending pictures or videos of them being inappropriate to someone. Maybe it's a kid, maybe it's a teenager, maybe it's an adult, maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's a babysitter, maybe it's a cousin, maybe it's a neighbor. Be mindful. Be mindful of what we allow, what we give. What levels of a protection we are not showing up in as parents. You know what you used to do and what you saw and what you heard when you were their age. It's faster than when you were their age. It's quicker. You know what I'm saying? The access is there. Takes 5 seconds. These kids are smart. So check your children's phones. Check their computers. Check their history. Check if they have an extra phone that you don't know about. You know what I'm saying? Check the bathrooms. Put your meds up. Make sure your weapons are in a case, a safe. Okay. Any extracurricular things that make you happy? Wink, wink. Put them up locked Okay? Your children should not have access to things they are not mentally, emotionally, physically, or sexually ready for. They just shouldn't. Children deserve to have their time to be children. Teenagers deserve to have their time to be teenagers. Young 20-year-olds deserve the space and time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To try to figure it out, to make mistakes, and to get it right. 30-year-olds got to get that shit together. 40-year-olds should have had that shit together. And 50-year-olds, come on, like, let's be serious. People are getting bold. These people are out here for your children. These people are watching the same criminal shows you watch for tips on what they got to make sure they don't do. First 48, I like to watch it. They watching that too. How to Catch a Predator, I watch it sometimes. They watching that too. And thank you to all of the people on social media who create groups to catch predators. Who come together in a community to make sure this man or this woman doesn't meet up with this kid. Thank you. Because there's a lot of communities who don't have people that care enough to do that. Care enough to post these people. These people are sometimes married with kids. Teachers, police officers, judges. Preachers, business owners, grandfathers, grandmas, aunts, sisters, uncles. You know? Yes, I'm sorry, it's dark, but it's real. You have to protect your kids. You know, sending your child over their best friend's house for a birthday sleepover is not, it's not that smart these days, you know? People doing things to kids just to see if they could do it and smiling in mugshots later. It only takes one night, 10 minutes, sometimes 1 year, 1 summer, 1 week, 1 party. You know what I'm saying? 1 visit to my friend's house. 1 bus ride. You know? 1 day in gym. It is hard. It is hard to build a level of trust with people after you've been violated as a kid. Okay? It messes with your mental. It messes with your emotions. It ruins an idea that you had about being who you're supposed to be. It makes you very, I'm good when it comes to people. You know? Some people are introverted because that's how they've learned to protect themselves. Some people are extroverted only with their friends because they only want to be their true selves and be out and relax around people they feel super safe with. But be mindful of your children. Your child, if you can avoid it, do not give them a cell phone before they're ready. Okay? If your child is not self-aware, they do not need a cell phone. If your child cannot take breaks from a game, iPad, a computer without getting an attitude or getting upset, they do not need a cell phone. If someone's home every day when they get from school, if someone's there when they leave, they do not need a cell phone. Children need the room to be children. That's it. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. I hope I give parents, teachers, guardians something to think about. You know, yes, you probably feel like, ugh, you're the only mom that's against me having a cell phone. All my friends have cell phones. Great. I hope their parents are doing the best thing. But that's just a level of access my children are not ready for. My children are not ready for that. Don't feel pressure to be your kid's friend and give them something they're not ready for. Don't do it. Bye.
Bye.
If you are looking to get some Table Topic cards on your own, you could go to tabletopics.com and use my code ShambiPodden for 15% off, I believe.